We've got it. We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 15th day of July 2012, and in the first hour, we're going to look at the United Nations Treaty. The United Nations Treaty that President Obama says he's planning to sign and that they plan to try to implement even if Congress does not ratify it. People say, hey, that's the UN. What they do doesn't matter to us. Really, we've had the Congress basically lay out the fact that they've been told that the UN and NATO gives our military orders. And if you missed that clip, they've done it twice, the House and Senate Armed Services Committee, in the last 5 months. First time 5 months ago, last time 3 months ago, and, of course, last year with the Libya bombardment, Obama, in letters he sent to Congress, said, you are not involved. Sit down and shut up. We've got at least four of the five Supreme Court justices who have been coming out and saying that they take their orders from the UN and that we should follow UN law. So I want to talk some about the United Nations today, not just about this treaty. And we're going to be going over all of that. But even Forbes, in articles that have been put out, has had to admit that this will, at bare minimum, put the UN over gun registration here in the United States. Then I want to get into the proliferation of drones, because now people are finally paying attention to this, because it's going to be drone taxis, drone cars, drone submarines, drone ships, drone aircraft, drone spacecraft. It already is, and they're going to come out, the system's already saying this, I told you this a decade ago, and say humans aren't safe, humans are bad, and make you drive a robot car. At first, there'll just be a lot higher insurance if you want to drive yourself, but over time, they are going to end up restricting it. This is how the nanny state operates. This is how the nanny state mentality works. So I'm going to talk about the rise of the robot technocracy in the second half of the second hour. So about an hour and a half from now. When we come back, I'm going to also give the number out for your take, your view on the United Nations Treaty. Guys, I meant to have the Forbes article that where it broke down the sections, because I have the sections. I have Aaron's breakdown of it at Infowars.com. But there's another article. It's the one that's actually linked right there. It's the first link in that article. That's the one I want, not this one. There you go. Print that one for me. That's the one where even Forbes analysis with their lawyers says it will have the UN register guns, and it's got little statements in there, and Aaron Dykes has got it in his video. In fact, I'm going to have Aaron, we produced the videos this week, posted them yesterday. I'm going to have him repost them as red links, my analysis, his analysis, up at the top of Infowars.com. It's already scrolled off into the featured news archive. That little bitty link, featured news archive, is so important. There's also the top stories link at the top and the red link breaking news. Those are both key links at Infowars.com to click. So we're going to be going over all of that and a lot of other financial news. It really hit me like a ton of bricks as well this morning when I saw the Red Dirt report that I'm going to get Aaron to post with John DeCamp, who we've had on many times from the Franklin cover-up. I forgot about 10 years ago on my show, he started getting into Penn State because it had never been proven in court. I was like, whoa, 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 let's not go there. I'd forgotten about that, but he called it. Sick of the globalist.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday, and we are broadcasting worldwide on this 15th day of July 2012. And the first video I want to go to here today is a short clip from ABC News, but there are more than 20 of these clips online from PBS, CBS, NBC, CNN. Just type in gun confiscation Katrina. And there's documentaries online by the NRA. We're all over the state. The feds, led by the Army, would show up in high and dry areas and take people's firearms in rural areas, you name it. And the reason I'm going to go to this video here in just a few minutes is because Obama had 50-plus senators send him a letter last year, over 100 members of the House of Representatives as well, saying, do not sign the UN Small Arms Ban Treaty. Do not sign it. And Obama has said he is going to sign it, but worse than that, he has said that he intends to try to implement it outside of congressional approval. And we see this over and over and over again where Congress won't pass the global Kyoto carbon tax. And so Obama implements it and shuts down power plants not owned by General Electric, gives them a waiver. We see this over and over and over again. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, even Forbes in its analysis, even mainline establishment Forbes says UN agreement should have all American gun owners up in arms. It may not come as a surprise news to many of you. The United Nations doesn't approve of your Second Amendment. Not one bit. And they very much hope to do something about it with help from some powerful American friends under the guise of a proposed global small arms treaty premised to fight terrorism, insurgency, that means resisting tyrannical government, and international crime syndicates, you mean like the ones the big mega banks run? And what exactly does that intended agreement entail? Globally, nations agree to enact tougher licensing requirements, creating additional bureaucratic red tape for legal firearms owners. Well, yeah, what's the UN involved in our laws for? Confiscate and destroy all unauthorized civilian firearms, exempting those owned by government, of course. Ban the trade, sale, and private ownership of all semi-automatic weapons. It states this. Create an international gun registry, clearly setting the stage for full-scale gun confiscation. In short, overriding our national sovereignty. It goes on. Now, here's the deal. They've added a line in there now And Aaron Dykes has this in his big report on this. Emergency alert, UN set to ban civilian gun ownership. Red link at the top of Infowars.com right now. Where they say that this will not abridge any domestic laws. But it goes on to state that the countries agree to implement what the UN policies are. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, there's 30 articles in it. And when you get up to the last two articles, there's all these wonderful rights in there. Basically, a right to somebody else's money, a right to communism, a right to socialism. You know, all these great rights, free lunch, basically, which the UN never gives you. But the last two parts, you can look this up for yourself. I mean, take notes, ladies and gentlemen, says, this is the big UN Charter on Human Rights, their big official law that it's all based on, freedom and all that jazz they claim. Of course, Stalin claimed it was all about freedom. So did Hitler, so did Mao, so did every other thug. And it says right there that if something goes against the UN, it's null and void, or if the United Nations says so at any time, any of these rights are null and void. So it's kind of like a contract that says you get all these great things, but we can take it away any time we want. It's not inalienable. It's not unalienable. It's not in concrete. Now, before I get into all this, I just want to say something here. And later in the week, I'm going to have a whole report. We're going to produce this week. It'll probably be ready by Friday. We've only got a few weeks on this. Obama's saying he may sign it next month. We're going to produce a report going back over all the gun confiscation, the hundreds of countries that registered guns, then always banned them, then engaged in mass murder, the UN going into Rwanda and other areas and registering, then confiscating guns of one group, and then having the other group exterminate them as the UN helped. And the UN, even in the New York Times last year, admittedly murdering people for their property in Uganda and Honduras. I mean, look it up. The UN is a murder force, but they have PR ads and little kids with tin cans for UNICEF and fancy PR. But the Soviets, when they poured into your country, had similar, you know, PR, you know, showing the Soviet there to help you, but that's not what happened. But all of that aside, we're going to have the quotes, you can look them up, of Supreme Court justices saying four of the current sitting have said we should be under UN law and that they are going to start ruling according to UN law, that that's going to be their precedent. I mean, this is some scary stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Who created the UN? A bunch of mega bankers, robber barons, who were anti-free market monopoly men, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Carnegies. Look it up. They bragged it would be this consortium they set up to have countries sign over their rights to. It's a criminal murder gang. It's a joke how incredibly evil it is and the atrocities committed by the UN armies all over the world. Look it up. I mean, they are known as the most vicious, disgusting, murderous, child kidnapping, sex trade, white slavery, mass murder crew you could imagine. The UN is so corrupt it'll blow your mind. They've got diplomatic immunity. They engage in narcotics trafficking, money for oil, backroom scams. But I'm digressing. Just type into a search engine and you'll see his speeches. I mean, I can play the clips here right now, but I never have time to be on the radio, where the attorney general met with the TV heads and said, we need to brainwash the public to be anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment. Just type in attorney general Holder says brainwash people against guns. You'll see the video clip. Don't have time to play them all. We may, though. Actually queue that up. I can't help it. I'll just never get to calls if I do this. He wrote as deputy attorney general that he wants all civilian guns banned. The UN said in their UNIDIR UN treaty version, July 7th, ratified at the UN in New York City, where the Rockefeller property is based, where they gave him the land, in 2001, July 7th, quote, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Look it up. We're going to put a whole special report together for you. We've got one coming up that Aaron did, but it just gets into, you know, the current rhetoric of the UN. We're going to go deep on this, okay? Holder says ban your guns. Obama, as a state senator, said ban guns completely. And Here's the big one. Anywhere they're in control, Chicago, New York, and other globalist mafia-controlled big city crime syndicates, is there a Second Amendment? No. Zero. 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 All the rich billionaires have got details of 10, 20 guys with submachine guns specially licensed by the city. In New York, with more than 10 million people, there's less than 1,000 gun permits issued, and it's all to bodyguards for billionaires. Oh, guess who gets one in San Francisco? Guess who gets one when she's in New York? Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer both get special permits for semi-autos. Again, they have guns, you don't. They live behind armored walls, you don't. And then you die in Chicago because the criminals don't follow the law. The point is, these people have all said, Sarah Brady has said on the floor of the House in 93, they want a total gun ban. Total gun ban. That's what they want. That's what they want. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678.
Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Explain why this is happening as well, because when I produce this whole piece that we're going to air probably Friday, maybe next Sunday here, we've got one produced report coming up that Aaron Dykes did this week. There's another report I did yesterday that breaks a lot of it down up at Infowars.com with all the links to all the proof of what we're saying. But the United Nations, do you know its history? The British Empire was having trouble getting kicked out of countries. In 1918 or so, their empire was starting to collapse. And so on record, what they did was they worked with the Council on Foreign Relations that they'd established here in the U.S. I mean, they all write books about this. This is not a secret. Carol Quigley wrote Tragedy and Hope. Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown. We sell the 1,400-page book at Infowars.com if you care to see it, or Infowarsshop.com. How they established this global government, but they wanted nations to think they were part of it. So the League of Nations failed because the U.S. wouldn't join it. So the globalists said, well, we'll just fund a dictator like Hitler. Lord Milner did. He said, we'll find some dictator. He said that in the 20s. Those documents are public. We'll have him wreck Europe. They didn't run Hitler. They funded him. Told him to go ahead and invade, had a treaty with England that they were going to back him up. That's what the deputy Führer, Rudolf Hess, flew over to Germany and parachuted out with that treaty to the royal, you know, grounds. And they arrested him and threw him in the tower. That's why Hitler at first wouldn't bomb England. England actually had to bomb Germany first before they did that, because he thought he had a treaty. He was going to make the King of England, the supreme ruler over England. He was a big Nazi. But again, you're not taught this in school, folks. Side issue, though. The same bankers set up Stalin because they wanted to play the two off against each other. Well, actually, they set up Lenin before that. Just look this up. J.P. Morgan funded Lenin. The British government sent over $50 million as well. Just look up Lenin's train of gold. It was tens of thousands of folks from the United States were sent as the paramilitary siege brigades out of Brooklyn, New York, and other areas to overthrow the white Russians. Folks, that doesn't mean they had white skin. They meant that they were pro-Tsar. And our government really helped organize the overthrow of the Tsar and the installation of the Red Terror. This is all mainline history. But I digress again. Bring us up to 1945, end of World War II, Presidio, a military base in San Francisco. It's right underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. I've been there. You can go there. It's all Gorbachev UN foundations now, a command base of evil against America. And the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, all pledged to put hundreds of millions of dollars of their money and then billions of U.S. taxpayer money into the UN so that they could have traitor politicians over time. And they all stated this. The CFR writes constant magazine articles. I mean, this is not hidden. They just think you're stupid, and so would have the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and Nightline say you were crazy the last 50 years if you warned to the plan. Now they go on CNN, CNBC, and announce, we've been captured by foreign banks, world government is here, you're going to pay your taxes to them, there'll never be a recovery, the bankers own you. Do you want me to play those clips again? I actually have them, but side issue. If you won't look it up, don't care about your own preservation, fine. And you feel powerless, you're just going to ignore me and say it isn't true. This isn't the show for you, okay? We're not rolling over here. We understand we can defeat this because it's so out in the open, it's so outrageous, it's so big, it's so wicked, that if we just get the word out, it doesn't take a majority to prevail against these tyrants, but a tireless, focused, informed, angry, motivated minority. We're fighting a minority of criminals that set this up. We, the people, are going to defeat them. Now, continuing here, please look this up. The Republic couldn't fall from without. It could only fall from within. So the globalists have taken over the U.S. They have used us as an engine to set up their global corporate government while getting us into debt to them, while letting us take the blame for what they've done, so that other globalist arms can pose as the good guys and get other countries to join them in coalitions. Meanwhile, the banksters that issue the currency and credit through fraud, through fractional reserve banking and now infinity lending via the fraudulent counterfeit instruments and derivatives, they've now leveraged that, and they sit above the BRICS, the Shanghai Cooperative, the Anglo-American, Europe, England, U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia power axis. The three trilateral arms. All, and by the way, Rockefeller wrote books on this. David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission founding documents from 1974 are public. That's how I knew the whole plan. I didn't just magically imagine all this, and now it's magically happening. It's all laid out, just like a program for a play. If you went to a play with three acts of, you know, William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, and you have the, what's coming up next, honey? There's going to be the death of Caesar. And then the death of Caesar happens. They stab him to death in the Senate. And my, you know, my wife doesn't tug on my arm and go, baby, you're psychic. How'd you? There's a program. There's a program. It's a program. It's a program. We're on a program. And the program doesn't lead to a nice place. Okay? Now, to make a long story short, the United States is taken over by the Federal Reserve in 1913. They only had a beachhead then. They expand their power, their control, leverage it. Emergency Powers Act 1933, bringing the government under emergency rule ever since then. 1945, start implementing the income tax that they passed in 1913 to pay the offshore Federal Reserve, as even the Grace Commission of Ronald Reagan found in 1981. Not one red cent of your income tax goes to pay for anything. It goes to the bankers. Who made it up all out of nothing, like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay. Now, these banksters worldwide, they don't want anyone to be armed to be able to resist them. When their mercenaries or their militaries go in, I mean, they think you're so stupid, folks. The State Department publicly funded the Kony 2012 video, which we exposed first. Now it's admitted. They publicly funded a guy who hadn't been seen in 5.5 years, who controlled a few hundred square miles in northern Uganda. We predicted in the Obama deception 3.5 years ago they would invade and use him as the invasion pretext, because it's a playbook. It's a blueprint. It's a roadmap. I mean, it's a script. We know where they're going next. And they get on the news and say, oh, that's right, and Bush went over there, George W. The U.S. military is invading almost every country over there, calling humanitarian assistance. And the UN goes in and slaughters the people and takes their property. I mean, villages. Burns them to the ground, and if you resist, they kill you. They're just taking the property everywhere. It is a mass extermination going on. And you tell the average yuppie that, and they go, good, they're getting Kony. They're freezing assets of individuals and stopping mobility all over Africa now in the name of Kony. They're doing it in countries 2,000 miles away from Kony. Now, they don't want the Africans being able to get guns to defend themselves. Some are good, some are bad. The point is they're not globalist. They don't want you having a gun. They don't want police departments. In fact, I've got big giant files from the LA Times, you name it, back in the 60s, when they actually put this State Department plan out. 7277. But guys, print me 7277. It's online, too. I've forgotten more than I'll ever remember. And it shows even our local police, after the takeover, they're going to be disarmed. And it's only going to be the UN, like in Hunger Games, that come floating over you in the big drone. And we're all down here with sticks and stones. I'm going to give you the master plan. It ties into the robot takeover.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. We're here live, back Sundays live. We're live right now. It is 4:33 and 40 seconds Central Standard Time, and I'm going to give the number out here in a moment, and then I'm going to play some video clips and go over some news, and then we're going to go to your phone calls on the subject of the United Nations Treaty on Small Arms. And then you read earlier versions of it, and it says, for complete and total disarmament of the American people, no guns anywhere. And you look at where Mayor Bloomberg, he openly says no citizen should be able to have a gun. The ATF announced last year, in fact, folks won't believe this, with outside of law now, they just do rulemaking, shotguns to be banned. Guys, type that in. Public comment on ATF shotgun ban announcement. And you'll be at the ATF website, but also in newspapers. And there was such a backlash, they backed off. but only because Congress said, we will override you. You can't do that on your own. And they said 60%+ of shotguns made in the last decade would be banned because they could be modified to be non-sporting. Shotguns aren't for sport, folks, even though people use them for that. The Second Amendment's about defense against criminals on the street or of the Stalinistic type. Everyone knows that. They've had university professors that came out that the media pushed that said that it wasn't about that. That guy lost his tenure at the University of Chicago. Remember that? I had that guy on and grilled him and said, you're a liar. We're going to expose your research. Folks went and ferreted out his research. It was all made up. He lost his tenure. That's the kind of people we're dealing with. Hey, can you own a gun in Chicago? No. Can you own one in New York? No. Can you own one in London? No. Can you own one in Paris? No. Anywhere these people get in control. What's the UN have out front their building in New York? A .357 Magnum, Dirty Harry style, tied in a knot. A civilian gun. Thank God I live in Texas and not New York City where you got to have five padlocks and the crime rate's on average five times what it is where I live in Austin, Texas. Because you don't home invade around here because more than half the houses have got guns and you die if you do it. And again, everybody knows this. Everybody who's got a brain knows it. But you see the billboards put up the last 20 years by the Justice Department saying report illegal guns. And what's it? You've seen the billboards all over the country. And what does it show? A revolver. So that when the carpet cleaners at your house, who moved here from New York or whatever and thinks guns are illegal, or on all these movies and TV shows, they say the Second Amendment is basically non-existent. You know, all these cop shows, oh, you got a gun, you're going to jail, all based in New York. The carpet cleaner calls the cops on you. The guy freaked out, saw my gun case before I even had kids. In my house, I said, what's going on? He goes, oh, you got guns in here. I'm not going to. I said, that's a gun case, man. Those are shotguns and stuff. And he said, I can't do it. And starts leaving. And I had a bad feeling and called the carpet cleaner place about an hour later. And they said, we stopped him. We understand you're allowed to have guns. But they still acted weird like I was bad. And I said, well, I'll never use you again, you lunatics. This is how they operate. This is the culture, the idea they've created. That's why people open carrying everywhere is freaking out the system because they want to have the idea that guns are illegal. I read articles all the time where people are trying to sell their house and the realtors call the cops when they see a gun case or reloading. Oh, that must be explosives. This is such a – you've got one half the country totally domesticated, cowardly, dumbed down. And then you've got those of us that can still skin a buck, run a trot line, who are seen as the enemy. And we're alien to these people. They think we're bad, ladies and gentlemen. They think we're bad. They think of a family's getting along and daddy's the head of the household, that we're sick. They say this in their own textbooks. I've seen University of Texas textbooks where I live in Austin, Texas. I've shown them on air where they call the family a bygone era and a disease. Look it up. It's in a whole bunch of textbooks. You're like, well, that sounds crazy. Yeah, but they're in control. And by the way, I'm sick of calling these people liberals. They're not liberals. They're authoritarians posing as nanny state people that want to take care of you. What they want is to have you as their slaves. Now, let me stop right there. Before I get to these clips, And Aaron Dyke's report in the next segment and your calls. Freedom from war. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. U.S. Department of State. In fact, around here somewhere in our files, we have the original little blue State Department booklets. This is 1961. Just type in State Department Memorandum 7277. And they've got the diagrams. The full scans are online. This is from E.edu. This is from, what is that, from Princeton? Go read this, and it says the police will be armed. Hey, cops, you think you're being given those tasers because it gives you something lower powered on the threat continuum? Read this. They're going to take your guns when they're done. And all you're going to have is a federalized brigade of troops and a local SWAT team that are under them. You notice under these national emergency agreements, the SWAT team and the emergency teams are already federal and already over at the threat fusion centers. In the future, the police aren't going to be able to have guns. Don't believe me? Go read 7277. Send off to the State Department for a booklet of it. This is what's in the UNIDIR document. This is what's in the UN treaty that I was just reading to you from Forbes. Forbes! By the way, when they're done disarming the police, they've got graphics in there showing the build down. That's why they called it build down in 61. You thought that term was new? The build down is once the UN NATO army's built. And guess who the UN army's going to be? 1961. NATO. People are like, oh, NATO will never be the world army. What do they call it now? The world army. Who does it command? Al-Qaeda. Oh, you're a new listener. You didn't know NATO is commanding Al-Qaeda in Libya, Syria, and everywhere else? They use them against the Serbs. This is the real model. They use Al-Qaeda to scare everybody into giving up their rights when we're really the target. Get sophisticated, folks. Wake up. Here is the Attorney General. And this treaty, they can sign it the next month. Here is the Attorney General talking about how, now this is on C-SPAN, how he met with TV heads to brainwash people to be anti-gun. Here it is.
We just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. Brainwash people into thinking about guns. Brainwash people. Brainwash
that's enough. The full clip's online. It's like a 30-minute C-SPAN clip, and he goes on to say we've got to have anti-gun messages on TV everywhere. Not anti-criminals with guns, anti-citizens. That's why cops move up the chain really fast. You ask any cop if they throw the book at a law-abiding citizen with their guns, catching them in some little thing. Let's go out to break with ABC News, Gun Confiscation Katrina. And remember, we have declassified Army training manuals for this year, going back to 06, for gun confiscation. Look it up. Army manual for gun confiscation. Look it up. It's public. Not 29 palms, not a survey. They're training to take your guns in cordon cities in the U.S. This is treason. Is the military bad? No. Those trying to use them as a weapon against our republic and our God-given rights that our forebears fought hard for, that's treason. I'll take you out to break with the gun confiscation. We're going to come back. Remember this. High and dry homes. Here it is.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police Department! All right, we're going to come back, and this is how the PSYOP works on all the newscasts. We're going to come back and play it. It's very informative. They say we don't use force, and then it shows them grabbing people out of mansions, putting handcuffs on them, slamming them down, and then stealing all their guns. And then they talk about killing Americans. The troops are like, yeah, you got to kill Americans. That's coming up. Regular big army. But, I mean, now it's public. The Secretary of the Army said 2 months ago in Council on Foreign Relations, they're going to put brigades in every city to pull triggers on citizens. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body?
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
About this takeover here, and then we're going to go to your calls in the next hour. If you'd like to get queued up, we'd love to hear from you. The weekend number, it's different than the weekday number, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And there's this whole other dimension to this, and that's what Aaron Dykes's report gets into at the end. Fast and Furious Staged to Pass UN Treaty is a key article that's been linked up at the top of Infowars.com. There's a video report I filed on that. There's a detailed report that has all the clips, the documents, the statements by Aaron Dykes titled Emergency Alert, UN Set to Ban Civilian Gun Ownership. Both of those are up on the site right now, plus Jews to Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We've mirrored the great Aaron Zellman's research that I quite frankly think is conservative in the numbers, of government killing over 260 million people. University of Hawaii confirms that number. Under democide, after guns were registered and then confiscated. And in many of these massacres, it was the UN that did it. So go up to Infowars.com in the featured news area, get those videos and those articles, and email them out to everybody you know right now. You didn't think government takeover of healthcare would happen, and there wasn't death panels in it. Now they admit it. They're going to phase it in over the next couple years. People didn't believe any of this would happen. People didn't believe when I told you 2 years ago Obama was shipping guns into Mexico and hand grenades to drug gangs so they could blame the Second Amendment and try to get a UN treaty passed so that Mexico could sue the U.S. at the UN over guns. By the way, you know they did that as part of that larger immigrant lawsuit. This is an international program to get us onto a treaty. Because courts found that they didn't have any standing on executions, guns, any of it. So now when we sign this treaty, Mexico can go to the UN to try to force us to do something. See, this is what this is all about. And meanwhile, the State Department's own memorandum, which means it's U.S. policy, 7277 that I just mentioned. State Department Memorandum 7277. Notice I keep saying that. It's time to put down the remote, miss a football game or whatever's on right now. What do they have in the middle of the summer? Baseball? It's time to put down the remote, folks, or it's all going out the window. You lose the liberty, you lose the prosperity. So let's finish up this report. Because when I reported for 2 weeks during Katrina they were confiscating guns with firefighters and witnesses that were there, people didn't believe it. They kept people from going into New Orleans and getting their mothers and people out of nursing homes, and they died, including the St. Bernard Parish sheriff was ordered by the feds not to save his mother and told the story on CBS News. Day one, yeah, mama, I'm coming to get you as soon as they let me. Day two, mama, I'm coming to get you. Day three, he starts crying. Her cell phone goes dead. Day five, he gets there 6 days later because the feds let him go to his mama. This is the sheriff in his county, and she was dead in there with 2 feet of water up to her stretcher. Let me tell you, my mother is in a nursing home and some buck-toothed fed. I mean, this is how pathetic we are. It's like it's North Korea. They said go out and cry for Kim Jong-il. We'd go out and do it. I mean, it's ridiculous what we've become as a country. And the feds wouldn't let people walk out. They blocked it. They use it as a siege development, as a siege drill of New Orleans. And why? Because it's what's in the Army manuals. We now have the Army manual they were using in 95, 96. We have the new manual. It's got gun confiscation in it. We covered that a week ago. The Army isn't even hiding this. Do you understand? We've got to say no to all this. The government is run by Chicago Mafia that shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and got caught with the memo saying they were going to blame the Second Amendment and ban all semi-autos. That's a false flag staged terror attack, frame up, self-inflicted wound, inside job. You may have heard me talk about those. It's dirty government's favorite trick. That's why you never give up liberty for security. Because the minute you say you'll give up liberty and be a slave for security, those that want you to be a slave are going to start staging stuff to take your rights and pose as your savior. It is elementary, my dear Watson. And again, I just read to you from Forbes, not Alex Jones, even though we have our own detailed analysis. I just read to you where they admitted registration and banning of U.S. guns. That's what it really entails. And it's got the classic U.N. proviso that, oh, but we won't do this unless we want to get rid of it. Kind of like the NDAA to secretly kill U.S. citizens, secretly torture, disappear us. Obama first said he didn't want it. Then it turned out he wrote it. Then he said he wouldn't sign it. Then he did sign it. Turned out he demanded it be written because his and notice Mitt Romney won't oppose him. You've got the Chicago gun-running mafia giving billions to energy companies in fraud, giving waivers to all their friends on health care and carbon taxes, open criminality at every level, Rahm Emanuel, all of this known filth, Weatherman terrorist, all of it. Couldn't be more of a joke. The bankers have hired just a league of crooks to run their takeover. And the feds have got the central control. They're looting the treasury, bankrupting us, robbing us seven ways from Sunday. But we've still got guns and a basic culture of liberty. So these two things are existing in a paradox to each other. And Mitt Romney, who's certainly no angel and who I'm not supporting, you know, Bain Capital, he used to basically own and control, gave double the money to Obama they've given to him. when Obama comes out and calls him a criminal, saying he still controlled Bain Capital when he left in 99, which is true to a certain extent. That's like sending Martha Stewart to prison for insider trading, but not, you know, Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay or something like that. And they're talking about how he's a crook. Meanwhile, Romney won't even hardly defend himself and won't even talk about Fast and Furious. And now says, well, the Supreme Court has ruled on health care. He's bought and paid for by the same people. And if they tell Mittens Romney to take a dive, he will. It's like a Don King boxing match. Now, let me go to Katrina. Because remember, the people running this government and the people running the UN have called for total civilian gun bans ad nauseum. The quotes, the statements, the video clips, they're everywhere. And the first time they get a chance when a city's in trouble, they blockade from the hundreds of police departments and fire departments that wanted to, the Coast Guard wasn't allowed in. Walmart wasn't allowed in, remember? And what they do, they ran into high and dry areas. Some of those houses look like $10 million houses if you watch the video, and took their guns. Took their guns. Blew their safe doors and stole them. Listen to this ABC report. Here it is from where it was. Play it.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police Department, ho-ho!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police Department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You said guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. You never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about what was really going on there. The police department had their communications jammed by FEMA as the storm hit. There is evidence that some criminal elements did blow levees. I've been there to investigate it myself. Wasn't the first time the feds have blown the levees. They've done it before to protect the rich areas, back in the famous flood in the 20s. And then the other cops were busy robbing Walmarts and jewelry stores and homes, and the military got into it as well. I've interviewed firefighters that were there. The military wasn't as bad as the police or the feds, but raping of women, robbing, looting. So, that's what you can look for in an emergency, is the feds kicking down your door and demanding sex with your wife if you want out of the city. And the sheriff sat there while his mother died and wouldn't come save her because the feds said so. Should have clapped them all in irons. These are the people that want your guns. Make no mistake.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.